For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive.
And kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother, come on.
Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
Fucking Triple E.
That just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports on all things comedy, recording from the John Lovett studio for the last time. As you know, the John Lovett studio has been a wonderful comedy club that's been operating in a shithole of a, what would you say this is?
Amusement park.
It's at Universal Studios, basically. And it's been here for 5 years. And last night was the last night.
Has this place only been open for 5 years?
That is correct.
I think we were closing in on 6 when we were like, screw it.
Really? I thought it was here much longer. But yeah, the club is officially closed. It's no longer doing stamp, even though outside they're doing another season of Last Comic Standing. Apparently America loved it so much they wanted to do it again. But this is the end of an era, 5 to 6 year comedy club, which is weird because it was a great club that just, I felt, never was given a chance by Universal City. The location was, what is life? Location.
Here's the problem. And tell me if you agree with this. That what they're competing against is, you know, the Improv, the Ice House, the Comedy Store.
I don't think that's it.
No, but what I'm saying is, let me finish, is that if Triple E is doing the Comedy Store Friday, Wednesday you're at the Improv, and, you know, Thursday you're here, and you want people to come see you, and they have those choices, to come see you here, you have to pay $20 to park and come all the way up here when you can go to those other places and not have to deal with that.
I think the issue – that is a very good point. I agree with that. I also think the issue is – I think the big issue is foot traffic. I think you'd be like, well, Sam, outside there's a bazillion people walking by. Well, they're walking down a floor. You can't really approach them.
Have you been here on a Friday night? Have you been to – City Walking on Friday night.
Yeah.
You know, the majority of the people that are walking around here are not the demographic that they thought it was going to be when they got here. Because who comes here? And I would have done it too when I was that age.
Well, just to let you know, I called Universal City Walk Mexican Disneyland.
It's a bunch of 19, 20-year-old, 18-year-old Mexican kids and teenagers, you know,
prowling for a puss.
Who are like walking around this gigantic place where there's a bunch of stuff for them to do and they can't drink yet. It's a great place to hang out if you're too young to drink and hit on chicks. And, you know, dude, when I was a teenager, that's one place where we used to hang. Like, let's go to the mall and walk around and see what chicks are around.
We just hung out behind a log cabin drinking wine coolers like a grown-ass man.
Yeah, but that's Cortland, New York, the 441. There's nothing else to do.
607. Real quick, let's get into this. What are we getting into? Bam, Caveman Coffee. Help our sponsors. Help us, help you, help us. Caveman Coffee. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. And you will get $10 off premium Caveman Coffee. Also, our good friends at BetDSI, please check them out too. Use a promo code PUNCHDRUNK, get $10 betting cash, check out the thing. Now, if you go on our website, punchdrunksports.com, they're going to give you all the betting lines for the NBA. And we'll get into the NBA. It's starting to cook up. Go on, punchdrunksports.com. They got video previews. They got the lines. They got everything. Check it out. Help us help you help us. And again, Amazon links. I hope you guys used them. If you got something to go buy, you need it, you want to go to the internet, you want to buy something over the internet, use our links. Go on Amazon. Use our links. Help us out. Because we got a lot of great stuff going on. Also, Jason's got a quick announcement about all things comedy.
I don't know what the link is, though. They want us to play the thing.
It's your thing.
They do. They're doing All Things Comedy is doing a fundraiser. It's a $5 fundraiser.
Yeah, they're just trying to help out with the All Things Comedy altogether, and it's just a simple thing that Bill Burr and Al Magical are doing. They're looking for. I'm gonna find it right here. You think we might be professional enough to do it? Okay. It's a $5 fundraiser, which starts today or yesterday. It's for 35 days. It basically goes help All Things Comedy with a bunch of their operational costs.
Running shows, getting things up. And you can go to tubestart.com. TubeStart.com. And right there, it'll tell you everything that you need to do. You can buy a sticker that says, I support All Things Comedy for $5. Shipping is included. You can put that on your car, put it wherever you want, and let people know that you are supporting All Things Comedy.
It is. And help us help you help us.
And that's, you know, everybody that you love on All Things Comedy. Duncan Trussell, Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank.
Trussell's now on Things Comedy?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yep.
That's a huge get.
Nick Youssef, his podcast is on there. All the guests that we've had on there and all the people that you love from this show are also on All Things Comedy. So you can go on there and support all of the shows that you love. Support all the shows that you love. For a simple $5, put your address. They'll send you a sticker that says you support All Things Comedy. And that money goes and gets divvied up among all of the people that you love, including Bill Burr.
Bill Burr, everybody. Al Magical, Maz Jobrani, you name it.
Earl Skakel, Nick Youssef, Ari Shaffir.
Everybody's there.
Punch Drunk.
Help us help you help us.
Hooray!
And that was our sponsorship announcements, TubeStart.com. Check
TubeStart.com.
it out.
TubeStart.com,
I support. And now it's time for Dates Out the Gates.
Oh, yeah.
It's Dates Out the Gates with Sam Tripoli and Jason Tebow.
Yes! And Ari Shaffir.
And Ari Shaffir. Ari will be joining us in the second hour, if you're wondering.
He's on a plane.
On a plane. That guy's always flying somewhere.
He's in Hawaii. Ooh. Or he was in Hawaii for, like, the last 5 days.
Oh, is that the big, there was a big festival out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. My name is Sam.
Sam's having a stroke right now.
I'm Sam Tripoli. I will be at the Sacramento Punchline next weekend. That is November 13th, 14th, and 15th. I'm not doing a Sunday show. They were nice enough to let me get back for my big benefit I'm doing here. 13th, 14th, 15th. 13th, 14th, 15th. In Sacramento. Come out. Rock out. Hang out.
Who you out there with?
Molly's nice enough to let me headline. She says she wanted to book the openers. I'm fine with that.
That's cool.
And then I am I'm headlining New Year's Eve at the Underground in one of my favorite clubs in the world, the Underground in Toronto. Get some! Get
Fuck
some!
Fuck Canada!
Dates are available on samtripoli.com and punchdrunksports.com.
Teeb, this week I will be at the Comedy Store at 8 o'clock Thursday, and Friday I will be at the Ice House at 10 o'clock. Get involved. Make it happen.
Get some.
And Ari, I'm sure Ari will have a million dates for
Ari
us when he calls.
Ari will be everywhere all the time. Every time. Let's talk about Ari. Had a big taping last week.
Yeah, that was great. And Wednesday night. He did two tapings. And
one of the coolest things I've ever been not a part of. Obviously, I didn't write his hour or performing it, but it was just really cool to be there and just see everybody who was like Comedy Store come out and just support the whole thing.
All of the Punch Drunk fans, so many people in Punch Drunk shirts. I took a bunch of pictures with a bunch of fans to all of you guys that came out to support Ari and took the time to say hi to me and say hi to Sam.
To Jesus.
Much love to you guys. I hope you guys got super stoned and super drunk, and I hope you all got laid. And it was so cool you guys came up to me and said hi and tweeted about it. And Ari did great, man. It was great. It was great. They had a thing
Ari
in the
had a super crush. I thought it was, you know, it's fun to when you do comedy for so long. It's very hard for me, at least, to watch other comics.
I almost prefer to watch really, really, really bad comics than I do to like watch like somebody just murder or you know, and not somebody I'm not a fan of, but I've you know we've all seen each other's shit so much, so many times.
I just really don't. I just the only time I watch comedy is to poke my head in, to be like, okay, this guy, I know his style. How is the crowd reacting to him? Is it fit my style? Are they going crazy for it? Does it not fit my style? And they go like,
if you're going up next, you
if
want,
I'm going up later in that night,
I was even referring to even more so of like how it is that night.
I can't watch. I don't watch comedy. Mm-hmm. I don't watch it. Like if my buddy's on, let's say someone's doing the Tonight Show. Paul Morrissey did the Tonight Show. I'll watch the first minute just to be like supportive because I want to be supportive. But I can't, it's not that I don't like comedy because I do love comedy. I just want to work freely. And I talked about this on Rogan's podcast. I don't want to be influenced by anybody or I don't want to be like, hey, you saw me do that. I'm like, I just don't watch it.
Right.
So, but it was fun to watch Ari work. And I'll tell you that one thing that Ari does, obviously funny. But one thing Ari does really well is, man, tags the fuck out of a bit. As watching another guy work in your art and watching how he does it, it's like the guy tags the shit out of his bits. It's really great joke writing, man. And he does it, that's why he's doing our special. It's like really great. You know, it's like he brings up the premise and it's just like pow, 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 pow. You know, when it comes out, if you're a student of comedy, you should watch it. That's why I got away from it. But it was very cool. Rogan again showed up, which was great. He was at the Comedy Store again. He hadn't been there for 7 years. He was there the Tuesday before or the night before for the roast.
Yeah, he showed up to the roast.
And then he showed up for this, and it was fun to hang out. It's fun to watch him work and, I mean, just hang out. And it was just – everybody came out.
Interesting seeing him sitting next to Paulie.
Faberman was there. Galern was there. Everybody was there. Just everybody came and hung out to support Ari.
Danish, O'Neill, Barris, everybody was there.
Yeah.
I mean, literally everybody that we know or hang out with. A lot of them people we haven't seen in a long time. Like, everybody showed up.
Dan Bielak?
Bielak was not there, no.
Dan Bielak was the only one. Why? They have some weirdness?
Boon Shakalaka was there.
Well, Boone's always there.
It's all that matters, man. It's all that matters.
He's still there right now.
The place could be on fire.
Yeah, and he would be there.
He'd be there hanging out.
100%.
Who saw this? Who saw this?
Interesting seeing.
Is it Tony Hinchcliffe?
Rogan sitting next to Paulie.
That was big.
Yeah, that was, you know.
That was big. That was, yeah. I mean, like, Paulie and Rogan had that big falling out. You know, obviously I love Rogan, and I'm cool with Paulie.
I'm very cool with both of them.
You know, and so it was good to sit down. So hopefully.
We buried what? The hatchet, right?
Yeah. So it was cool, man. It was a lot of fun, dude. I had a great time watching it. And
you left before the magic happened because Lobster Taco Truck showed up. Free tacos for everybody.
I have a really, really, really insane social anxiety. I just have anxiety. I just can't hang out for long. I get weirded out, and I just want to go home. And then I'm
miserable. Why would I lie?
Do you think it stems if it's like something that's not? Does your social anxiety extend into your own world? Like if it's, let's say, it was a big Naughty Show taping, would you have the same anxiety, or do you get the anxiety of like, this isn't my thing. This isn't about me. Now I feel out of place.
I mean, like, the thing about Naughty shows are they were always done in places where I was comfortable at, you know?
Whorehouses?
Yeah. I mean, swingers bars in Vegas? No. I mean, after that, I'd be like, let's go. We go. And, like, I just get out of there. I'm just not – it's just a weird thing, man. I get it from my parents in particular. My mother has got huge social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't realize that till much later in my life. Like, we'll go over to friends of the family who we've known for like 30-40 years, and like within like 40 minutes I could tell my mom's like really getting anxious and want to get the fuck out.
Candace, the nanny, the last girl I dated, is crippled with social anxiety, and it's like a hard thing because you don't really it's a hard thing to deal with because you –
it's
when
not like you don't
want
to see people. You're
somebody,
just like, this feels – okay, I got to go.
Yeah.
And I would – it's hurt my career in a way because I'm not a social guy. And, you know, over time I never hung out, so I don't get invited to things like I used to be because people know I'm not going to show up. So
has it gotten worse later in your life than,
yeah,
than when
you were
younger?
As I got sober this time, it's gotten really bad.
I mean, not even in that, but when you were, like, younger, you didn't seem to have it as much as you do now.
Yeah, because I was drinking and doing drugs. That was a big part of what the booze was, yeah.
Right.
The booze was about just killing that fucking, you know, this weird, like, humming
anxiety,
of energy,
yeah.
So I would get really fucking weirded out and I'd jam. And that's it. So Ari's thing was great, man. It was fun to watch him work. There's a lot of people there, but I thought it would be, it was like a weird thing. It was like a would you say it was a big guy event?
Yeah, I was probably 70% guys.
70-80%. I mean, Sarah was there. But that, I mean, and there was like a
I
lot
was just
of
thinking about the audience. I wasn't thinking
I would also
about
say,
upstairs with all the comics.
No, I would say
there was hardly any females at the upstairs where we were all hanging
yeah,
out.
Yeah, like that's what I meant. Like it was, it's very interesting. There wasn't a lot of chicks hanging out at the event, which is very, it was like very much a bro down, you know?
Yeah, it was.
Like boys hanging out with boys. It was very interesting. Mm-hmm. Sarah was there. Most of the chicks who were there
were on a date.
Were either on a date with a guy there or they were industry, like working at Comedy Central.
Yeah, there was female suits there. And like any girl that I met at the store that night was like, oh, my boyfriend's like a fan of your podcast. Can we take a picture? You know, like, you know, Renee was there with his girlfriend.
Yeah, we missed the Mexican. Hey, big announcement in terms of fans. Do you know the David Cho podcast? Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it. I've never heard of it.
It's like, what's it called? Like
Asakura.
Asakura. And
Akira,
I think and occasionally.
Bobby Lee. Asa Bobby Akira? Lee's brother are always on it.
Yeah.
Asakura?
Yep.
Yeah. Asakura. Well, I'm sorry we pronounced your girlfriend's name wrong.
She's the girlfriend of my left hand.
Dude, really?
Who's your right hand?
Really?
Lisa
just
Ann.
Lisa Ann?
I'm just kidding. I just did it the first day I came to mind.
Is that the one that was in Nailin' Palin?
Yeah, that was the and she looks so much like her. It's terrifying.
From what remember I hear, when she did the naughty show at the Improv?
Oh, that's so funny. I think it's called DV. Oh, that's so funny. Do you know what the name of their podcast is, basically? Double vaginal, double anal.
All they talk about is sex.
Hey!
On it.
So fucking, it's all a fucking, it's just an Asian super.
It's all Asians talking about banging.
So fucking funny.
Drown in poontang.
Ah, not bad, kid. I like that new one.
Oh, that's so funny. This is so funny. With one of our favorite people on the planet, Tara Patrick. I mean, who's that? Dana DeArmond. So anyways, so David Cho, who obviously, you know, made $1 gazillion basically by doing graffiti on the walls at Facebook. And they go to him, and I'm sure a lot of people who listen to our podcast, listen to their podcast, know the story. But for those who don't, basically what happened is he painted graffiti on the walls of Facebook. Facebook said either we'll pay you out right now, or you can get the equivalent in stock. And he took stock.
Right.
So I think he made like, what, $100 million? It's an insane number.
Right.
So he just became this crazy rich
Asian dude. Worked on Vice for a while. He was on Vice for a while.
Yeah. So anyways, he's so bored or he's so brilliant or whatever you want to call it. He does a contest in which he says, hey, if you listen to this podcast, you can make $100,000. I put red dots in all these locations all over the country. Whoever takes the most pictures with these dots by this time wins $100,000.
And how do you find the clues to these?
I obviously got to listen. So anyways, two guys go do it, and they win, right? And you can see this on the Instagram, Punch Drunk Sports. It's on Instagram. Please join. Follow us. We'd love to have you guys follow us. It's all the great pictures from Punch Drunk will be up there. Someone hits me up, Tebow and Ari up, and goes, Hey, is this a Punch Drunk shirt? And you look at the picture.
Oh my God.
Yeah. If you look at the picture, the guy who won one half the 100K is wearing a Punch Drunk t-shirt in the picture holding the money. Which is cool as shit. And his name is, I'm not sure exactly what his name is. Alex? Alexandro? Alejandro. Alexandro?
The guy just wins $100,000 and we're giving his personal information. Like, everyone's going to be hitting him up.
Dude,
I miss you, bro.
It's on social media already, though.
What?
You're pulling it off of social media right there, right?
Yeah. I mean, so you can go, if you go to Punch Drunk Sports
Alexandro
Instagram, you can see it.
Pulindo. So he's like Mexican, Italian, maybe. I don't know. But he's a tattoo artist, and he's a fan of the Naughty of Punch Drunk Sports. So we want to congratulate him on winning and thank him for buying a T-shirt. And
now he can afford to buy a new one.
What about the new one?
I just sent it to Angelo if you want to put it up.
Angelo.
I texted it to you.
We got the Why Would I Lie shirts.
Why would I lie?
We'll be on the website soon. We got the final, the winner of.
And he will be receiving $50,000.
Wow. We're going to have to hit our fan up to get us to the
fucking. I mean, $50.
Oh, that's
he won.
World of difference. Those decimal points.
What's going on here? I know it's your last day, but
he didn't know I sent it to him. It's going to take
a second. I'm pulling up the text and I'm sending it to the computer.
That's it, dude. Yeah. I would fire you if I could.
What are you going to wind up doing now?
What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm still going to be here, I guess, unless you guys want me to still be involved with you guys.
We always want you to be involved with us, buddy.
Yeah, if I can, I'll help out any way I can.
All right, well, we'll figure that out, dude.
We like the sound of that, the Fat Man. You ain't going nowhere.
Fat Man, I know you want out, but guess what, Fat Man? You ain't getting out.
You want out, we bring you right back in. Sam's got his Movember mustache that he wants to get rid of. So feel free to comment, mustache stay or mustache go. I like it. I think it's a little Freddie Mercury, which I'm a fan of. And I also think it's like undercover cop that's like so deep undercover he doesn't even know what's right and what's wrong.
He's addicted to smack. In the case?
He's addicted to smack. His wife left him. His dog left him. The force wants his badge, but he's still going to solve this
case. Dude, gotta check out Punch Drunk Sports on Instagram. Our buddy, the world's biggest Mexican in Utah. Is it Utah or Idaho?
Utah.
What's it? Renzo D? He is running our Punch Drunk Instagram for us, and he's just putting up tatas. Look at that.
I saw, yeah.
Cans.
That chick's pretty hot.
Well, why don't you like it?
I don't know. Didn't I?
No, you didn't, ass fuck.
Maybe I will.
This guy's never getting off his phone. He can't even like his own Instagram. So that's our story. I guess these t-shirts will someday come. Apparently, they're coming through Pony Express, and they'll get here by the end of the show. All right, that's fine. Don't touch the mics. So, Tebow.
Don't touch the mics.
What do you want to get into? What do you want to talk about? We got football. We got basketball. We got a UFC, a really great UFC coming up. What do you want to talk?
I mean, football's hot and ready. Oh, let's get to the obvious fucking, get this out of the fucking way.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I lost another bet.
And I lost a bet, too, to the same guy.
God, he's killing us.
He's killing us. So I got to talk to
Jay. He wins. That's the fantasy champ,
too. Let's talk mine, then we'll talk yours.
Okay.
Because I lost first, then you lost second. We'll get into this fucking guy who's masquerading Punch Drunk. So I made a bet. We were supposed to do have to walk up to. Yeah, here we go.
We talked about it last week.
Yeah, here, real quick, if you look on the screen, lie, guys, you can't. It's a Why Would I Lie? That's our T-shirt. It will be Tebow's coming up with some cool-ass colors to do with it. We're really excited about it, and it will be out soon.
Yep. We'll probably have them on the website this week, and then Monday we'll physically have them at the latest Monday. But
We'll have
it on the website this week.
Help us. Help you. Help us. Help us. You help you. So anyways, I do this. It's all fancy bets. This motherfucker with Ari and Towelboy.
You dick.
I got whooped. I lost. Tebow thought I had it in the can. So we had originally agreed that we were going to be, we were both going to, loser had to go walk up to five guys and tell them that they love Big BBC. And we both agreed that we didn't want to be on the cover of, on the front of World Star Hip Hop. So we amended it.
Yeah, he called last week and did some serious bragging when you were gone.
Yeah, we amended it, and we agreed that loser had to wear a T-shirt that said, "I love black cock." And he had to wear it in jiu-jitsu. I had to wear it during the set. I lost, so James said he'd make a T-shirt and ship it to me. So I'm going to talk to him today about making it. So we'll see. So I lost mine. I'm going to be on stage on a I love black cock.
We'll put that on the Punch Drunk Instagram.
Do you think he should base it off of the new T-shirt?
No.
Have it say, "I love big black cock" above, and then where it says "lie," turn that into a big black dick.
That'd be
going
really funny if
mouth.
You use my face as the heart.
As and like, then a cock like, going like right into that mouth. Right
no, it, like, we don't aww. Need that. We don't
like
need that.
Like a nice rock hard
there
dick
is now
going
an
right
image out
mouth.
There to be used of you with your mouth wide open.
That mouth definitely looks thirsty.
That's going to be a violated image
it
very
looks,
soon.
It looks angry. That's like really angry.
That's like, God, I just want one so bad.
That's so uncalled for. So that's my thing. So we got to make a T-shirt of that, and I'll be wearing that, and we'll put some videos up. It's just uncalled for. That's all I got to say. It's just really uncalled for.
Maybe we should make 1,000 of those shirts. Those are the ones that would sell. Why would I lie? We'll sell like 20 of them. Tripping with a big dong in his mouth. We'll sell like 1,000 of them.
It'd be the only time a man would be willing to wear a shirt that says, "I love big black cock," because it's someone else's face with the dick going at it.
Okay. 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 We don't need to spitball this thing, all right?
So before we get to something else, so Tripoli will have to wear the shirt. He'll have to wear that shirt. We'll put that on the Instagram and so everybody can see it and like it and whatnot. I lost again, the same bet I lost last year. Now, I made it to the playoffs last year without – I lost Frank Gore last year. This year, I just lost Le'Veon Bell. Playing for players, playing for pink slips 2 years in a row. I'm not making the playoffs this year. My roster doesn't have it
in them.
Dude, your
team sucks so badly you weren't making it anyways. Even if he gave you that guy, you wouldn't be –
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, the
best –
You're
2-6.
The best I would
– I'm 3-5. But you're 2-6.
Yeah, you're done too.
Nah, I would never give up on the kid, dude. Never give up on the kid.
Bag of bets that you don't make the playoffs in this?
No, come on, dude. That's ridiculous. Shout out to Vicente who's watching at home. Thanks for all the videos. Thanks for everything. We appreciate it. And I got some cash for you.
So the next thing that's happening in Bag of Bets world is Josh Martin. Door guy at the Comedy Store, and we've talked about this a few times. You started yapping in the Comedy Store League. That if Sam didn't finish.
We go to the Comedy Store, we do a live draft, and this kid's like your little brother who wants to hang out with the cool kids. And you're like, "Go away, you annoying kid." He's like, "Let me hang out. I want to hang out with you guys. I want to hang out with you guys." What was that sound effect?
The retard from Goonies.
Let's hear it again.
Are you good?
Okay. So he wants to hang out, and like the whole time I'm drafting, I'm just getting murdered by everybody. Like everybody keeps talking about how awful my team is.
Mm-hmm.
So Josh, sensing blood in the water, goes, "Hey, you, I'll make a bag of bets with you." And he brought this up, and we're like, "Okay.
I'll make a bigger bet with you.
And basically, I don't know how it came to, but it basically came to, he agreed that we made a bet that if he said I wouldn't finish out of the top two, out of the bottom two. If I didn't finish out of the bottom two, he gets my spot in the Comedy Store League. Now, if I finish how many, 8 or higher?
If you're finished 9 or 10.
If I finish above that, though, 8 or higher?
9 or 10, he gets in the league. 8 or higher,
yes.
He has to
so
pay out the
be,
bag
yes,
of bets.
That's what I'm saying, yes. So he, if I finish 8 or higher, he will agree to wash his face with the infamous Ari Shaffir, Sam Tripoli, Jason Tebow, jizz rag combo, which is basically we all beat off onto a rag, and he gets one wash, one quick wash under the water, and then he has to wash his face. And last night he basically gave up. He's like, "Let's just get it over with. Let's just fucking do this."
Well, because mathematically, I don't think that you can get eliminated. I mean, I don't think you could mathematically not make the playoffs if you go on like a 4-game, 5-game skid and other people get hot. But I don't think it's possible for you to finish 9 or 10.
Yeah.
So he technically has already lost. And last night at the store, he goes, "Let's just get it over with."
Not only am I not...
He oddly doesn't seem afraid of this.
I think
sounds
he's
a little too eager right there.
Well, he has said he watched gay porn before, so it's like it's not really like... I guess it's not that weird, but...
Yeah, but so have you, but you don't
man
want
to come sauce
on your
face is a whole different thing. Isn't that weird that things that chicks like... I guess they don't like beat off on their face, but... It's like every bag of bet has basically been stuff that chicks do normally. With the exception of
like
gay
what?
Porn.
Name one. I don't know a chick that that's likes true. To wear cum socks. I don't know a chick that would
wear
watch
a dildo on their head.
Maybe. They do that. That's bachelorette parties.
I guess that one.
Dildo corn.
What else?
Okay, you're right. You're right. I misspoke.
I mean, is there one? I'm not shooting you down, but I'm like trying to think of one. I'm like...
No, you're right.
What other ones are there?
You're totally right. You're totally right. So that's where we're at with that. You're right. You're right.
So we'll do a video of that. And it should be awesome of this little fucking twerp washing his face with a cum rag where the water will reactivate the dried cum and he's got to scrub his face. It's not like just – I'm not going to let him just pat his face with it. This guy's got to wash the shit out of his face. You know what I mean? He's going to exfoliate.
Both hands on the towel.
But we will film the whole thing, not the beating off part, but the him, the
I say we
of,
film it all.
Nope.
I say we do some confessionals as you go into the bathroom, each with the towel.
And what, beat off? I don't want
to
be...
Not show you
wants
beating off,
beat off,
just show you saying something before you go in, like...
I would like to be
you,
on
Josh.
Record to say I definitely do not want to watch you beat off.
Somebody had another great bag of bets that we should have put into the thing. Well,
we put it in last week.
What was it? In.
It's the one where the... So it's a bag of bets between the three of us. One, you know, you, let's say it's you and Ari. Let's say you lose the bag of bets.
Oh, yeah.
Ari and I get to write a joke for you that you have to open your set with for the next three sets. And it's, you know, depending on the person, you know, it would be very – I think that would be – hey.
Doesn't that really sound like much of a punishment, though?
Oh, yeah. Well, how about this? Let's say the joke is, hey, folks, good to be here tonight. As a convicted pedophile, I'm not saying all kids are hot, but there's definitely some fuckable 9-year-olds. Who's with me here? Then you got to start your act. Then, so we dig you a hole, or they dig me a hole, dig you a deep, deep hole.
And that joke goes very well with the new mustache.
Hey, like every, okay, I get the age of consent is 18, but it should be based on size of the state. Like California, the bigger the state, sure, it should be 18. But Rhode Island, it should be like 9.
So retarded. Hey, listen, if you want to chime in on one of our last days here at the John Lovett Studio, why don't you call in 818-691-3959. Get it!
And from what I understand, today we have a major announcement coming from Nick Diaz. I saw him and GSP were both at Ari's taping. And Diaz let me know, hey, we've got a major announcement coming.
Where's our Mexicans? We just lose Mexicans left and right.
Which Mexicans did we lose?
Well, we lost Renee. He's dead and gone.
Renee died, yes.
And then now we lost
Frank.
Frank.
Yeah, he was supposed to be. I saw him last night. He said he was coming in. And then he texted me this morning and said he was sick.
Sick of what? Coming in?
Maybe. He's like, I'm sick of you guys picking. I came in one day. You guys picked on me. I don't know why he sounds like a fucking 1950s greaser. But
it's all going to
shit.
He
said he's sick.
So things are going great, man. Things are great. What do you want to get into? UFC?
I mean, we're talking fucking let's losing talk these UFC. Bets. So let's talk about this. We'll do a little fantasy. I think. Oh, Tony lost again. He's on a 2-game skid. And starts Tony Romo, doesn't even pick up another quarterback. He doesn't even have a second quarterback on his team. Tony starts Romo. So he's got a 2-game losing streak. And what are you doing besides not listening to me?
I'm giving you time to be yourself.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay. So Tony gets a 2-game skid. He's losing. And I really honestly think that's the one person I don't want to win. I don't want Talboy to win. Which is secretly Ari, and I don't want Tony to win.
Anybody else,
I'm fine with it.
If they both make to the final, who are you rooting for? A plane crash? All the NFL teams giving plane crashes?
Ari, because I would root for the show. I would root for...
But if that guy wins again, then we start talking dynasties.
Well, both times, I feel like if he wins, I can kind of say, you couldn't have done it without me. I gave him Frank Gore last year and he won, and I gave him Le'Veon Bell this week and he won. And by the way, I'm the only one with enough stones to make that bet. Everybody, oh, I'm too scared. I don't want to make that bet. I'm not going to make a bet and help the show in a free league that I'm not even paying for. Let's make some trades. People make some transactions. Let's see some people put some players on the line and make it interesting.
Come from the guy in last place. Of course you want to make trades. You want to make sure. Why would they want to make trades? They're beating you. You're a dead carcass, bro. Give up those bitches.
No, nobody was beating me.
Everybody's beating you in Punch Drunk. You have the worst record in the league.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Bag of bets that I don't have the worst record in the league?
No, stop with the bag of bets.
Well, then stop saying erroneous things that aren't true.
I'm going to say it. You are full of shit. Here we go. Here we go. Some guys got it up. Some guys got it on the Punch Drunk.
And playing for players has nothing to do with who's in first, who's in last. That's a ballsy move.
You literally have the worst record in the league. Yeah, of course you can't
that's
see.
That's not the line. That's that is.
Thank you.
I got terrible eyes.
No black cock bombs.
No, I can't even read it. Let me read it.
Why do you not read it?
I'm gonna cock bomb you. Well, I'm sitting right in front of you.
Falcoholics 2-7. You, my friend, are dog shit.
Let's take a look at your record.
Yeah, 3-6.
Oh, there
guess
we go.
Guess who I'm right. looking down on? You.
When do we play?
It doesn't matter when we play.
Let's go. Super high stakes bet. Loser has to kill himself.
All right, let's get in some UFC talk. All right, we got Justin Irvine. UFC fight night.
I can give a fuck about this one, too.
I'm looking forward to this one. These two dudes hate each other.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
I'm starting to think that it's all fucking Don King hoopla hype.
I don't know.
It's a coincidence that they do that.
Are you the Raider fan?
Yeah, I'm the Raider fan. Oh, I was about to say I was Asian and you guys hung up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk Raiders in a few. We're not going to talk football until the second half because Ari's calling and wants to talk football. Justin, what do we talk about? UFC Fight Night, Bisping versus Rockhold, live from Australia.
All right. Did you guys see do you guys follow the UFC YouTube channel?
No, we do not.
Okay, well, they recently had, remember when Bisping fought Kung Lee?
Yeah.
They had Luke Rockhold. He had, he was mic'd up and he was doing live commentary.
Yeah.
And the whole time, you guys should watch it. He is just pure comedy. The whole time he was just criticizing Bisping and then Bisping finishes him. And then he just, he gets called out in the center of the ring and he doesn't do anything. So I think Rockhold really does truly hate the guy.
I think he does too. Because the whole thing was. It stems from a sparring session that they had where Bisping was interviewed later on about the sparring and made a funny. He basically said that he is the real. What was Strike Force middleweight champion? Middleweight? Yeah. Middleweight champion. And Luke Rockhold has zero sense of humor. Totally got pissed at it, and now wants to beat the shit out of Bisping.
Clearly, it was a joke.
It was a joke. And Bisping keeps saying, it's like, dude, it was a joke. It's obviously a joke. And now, here's the thing. Luke Rockhold, here's his problem, man. He's a good-looking guy who's an elite athlete, and those combinations tend not to lead to having a really good sense of humor, because sense of humor comes from having need attention and defending yourself. I'm not saying he doesn't have no personality or he's a bad guy. I actually like Luke Rockhold, and I think it would be a great fight if he fought for the title, but he obviously has zero shit-talking skills. Like, he's in the same boat as John Jones. Elite, good-looking guys with elite athleticism who don't know how to talk shit. He gets lit up all the time by Bisping. Bisping lights him up every time. But I think Luke Rockhold is going to do some damage on Bisping. Bisping,
I think so too.
Never has the ability to go over the hump to the next level of elite fighters in his weight division.
I think he washed up is a bit of a word, but I don't think he has like you're saying. I don't think he's in the upper echelon of that weight class. He's a name. he's a popular fighter.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's like that guy that's going to make a push to get strapped.
What do you think, Justin?
I think Luke is just way bigger than Michael is. And, yeah, he just possesses, like, the full skill set that would, you know, completely dominate the fight. Like, he has a sick stand-up. He's bigger. He's stronger. He's faster. He's probably got arguably a better camp because he's training with DC and Velasquez. He was training with Velasquez before he got hurt. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think Bisping is going to pull this one out.
Who else? Fun facts with Puncturing Sports. It's time for fun facts, fun facts, fun facts. It's time for fun facts here on Puncturing Sports. Fun fact for you. Guess who has the most first-round stoppage, if you include Strikeforce and UFC, in UFC history? It's time for fun facts. Fun facts.
Strikeforce. So he's a Strikeforce guy. Is it Rockhold?
Yep. Boom, boom, bing. The most fun facts.
You think this is going to be a first round stoppage? I tell you what. Whether it's true or not, whether he's really that upset about him making that off record joke, it's one of those things where this guy, when you feel disrespected or when you feel like, hey, man, I deserve a little more respect than this, and you're not getting it,
yeah,
that eats at you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you sometimes become a drug addict, an alcoholic who can't stop drinking.
This guy is really fucking clinging on to this fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think it's one of those things where you're just like, you know, I really think Rockhold's going to win this in a exclamatory fashion.
Is exclamatory a word?
Absolutely.
Is it? Justin, you're Asian. Is it a word?
It's absolutely Asian.
You're absolutely Asian. Okay. Well, I just find that Luke Rockhold it's insane that he's this big at that weight class. I remember hanging out with Rogan on a plane. Rogan goes, can you believe that guy fights at 185? And I'm like, holy fuck. I mean, dude, he's what? What size is he?
He's like 6'2".
Yeah,
he walks
dude.
Around at like 215 or something.
That's a huge bitch. That is a huge bitch. All right, Justin, we got to move on. Thanks for calling in, dude.
Thanks.
Who's next? Who's next? Let's go to Cam. Guy or girl, real quick. Guy or girl, Cam.
Absolutely, guy.
Guy.
Come on, it's a punch drunk.
Cam, what's up?
Not much, man.
Sounds like a chick. I win. Boom! What's up, dude? How are you?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Doing well. Where do you live in Canada?
Right outside Niagara Falls.
Okay, so you're going to come
Fuck
see me
Canada.
On New Year's, motherfucker?
Man, I just heard about that. I'm down.
All right, come hang out. We'll talk. We'll make fun of. We'll make some bad decisions happen. Cam, I was actually born in Niagara Falls on the other side in the United States.
Nice.
I went to my first strip bar in Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls is so interesting because there's a Canadian side and there's a United States side. And the Canadian side is like Vegas, right? It's
right.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You go over there, like, it's glitz, glamour, it's amazing. Then you go over this bridge, you come to the American side, it's like going to Detroit. Decay, everything's dark, dirty. It's like, what are we fucking doing here? And that's my story.
Yeah, and one thing, first off, you kind of look like Saddam Hussein with that mustache.
Hey, bud.
Or Wario.
And really? Saddam Hussein in a Dodgers hat?
Maybe.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, I don't know where you're going with that. I'd take Super Mario, brother.
Yeah, but you look like Wario.
Okay, I'll take that.
Wow, Wario.
Jesus Christ,
that's
man.
That's an obscure reference, and I love it.
You want to talk UFC, or you want to hurt my feelings?
Oh, whatever, man. Let's talk some UFC.
This is okay. The funniest chick collar we've ever had.
Yeah, God. What's up, Cam? What do you want to talk UFC?
Well, you guys are talking about Bisping and Rockhold.
Yeah, that's what you get for talking shit. Next up, Josh from Canada. How are you?
Good, man.
How do you think Rockhold. I look?
Not like Saddam Hussein.
Bam! Good answer. Josh,
all right, Rock,
UFC, go. Are you watching the fight coming up?
Yeah, the main event and the co-main are
Who's the co-main?
Interesting. Ally Aquinta against Ross Pearson.
Didn't Ross Pearson just fight?
I think his last fight was, I'm not sure, man. I think his last fight was Diego. He might have had a win.
Oh, yeah, that was Diego, where everyone thought he won. I thought he had one in between them, but maybe I'm wrong.
You might be thinking of Cub Swanson. I always get those two confused.
Ross Pearson's an interesting fighter, man, because he's like a great fighter, but I just don't know if he'll ever get above that. That, again, we're talking almost like the same thing with Bisping, where it's like, great fighter, fun to watch, can he get over the hump?
Yeah. Well, Ally Aquinta, I think he's only lost once since in his career, actually.
No, so he's 9-3. He's 9-3.
Okay, I think he's lost once in the UFC then. So he's pretty good up-and-comer, so that's a good fight for Pearson to either get him over that.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's like, is Pearson a really great, gatekeeper? And it's got to suck when you realize you're a gatekeeper.
You know, you get to gatekeeper around, like, 30, 31, 32. Once you get, like, 25, 26 fights under you and you haven't fucking either lost a title fight once or twice or you can't get above the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
And then that gatekeeper retires like, he's good. He's never going to get a title, but like he can be the guy that can get you there.
The only thing that sucks about... Go on.
Is gatekeeper basically like when the UFC doesn't want to market you anymore? Do you think that has anything to do with it?
No, there's a lot of people that are gatekeepers, I think, that are marketable.
I think Diego Sanchez is a great, like, he's a low-end gatekeeper, you know, like, but he's a guy that you can put on a card and people will get excited about, but you'll never see him ever fight for a championship ever again. Right. A gatekeeper is a guy who doesn't have the ability to fight for a belt.
Yeah.
But still exciting.
It's still exciting. And then, like, when there's, like, these up-and-comers, like, this guy's 9-0, 10-0. He might get a shot at the title. Let's have him fight the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
Because if he can beat him, then he can get his – you know who's a good example of a gatekeeper?
Who?
Is Machida.
You
see Machida getting a belt again? I see him beating the shit out of a lot of people that are quote-unquote contenders.
Yeah, but I'll say this about a gatekeeper. Can you be considered a gatekeeper once you won a title?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, for sure, after the time passes.
And I think it's very weird, man, because, like, that fight that he had against who'd he fought? What's the...
Evans?
No, the white guy that he just beat, Who's got the belt right now, 185?
Oh,
Weidman. Weidman.
Chris Weidman, yeah.
Thank you. That was a close fight, dude. That was a close fight that basically, in my opinion, came down to the last round. And it's almost like these college football games where, like, these teams lose by, like, the last play of the game, and they're like, they drop 8 fucking spots. And you're like, really? Did you drop that far when you lost the last round?
But it's like if Weidman, if you saw, like, you know, in 2 fights from now, if it's Weidman Machida again, do you get a boner for that fight? Or you're like, Weidman's going to run right through him again?
Well, I would not get a boner for it. I don't think he ran through him, though, at all. I actually think that was his... Josh?
Yeah, I was going to say Machida was picking it up in the 4th and 5th round in that fight, if you guys remember. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I felt like that was the hardest fight he's had. I think that's the hardest fight he had, and to be honest with you, that was a fight that I felt that everyone says, oh, Weidman's immortal. Like, up to that point, he's been this mystical guy that has been, like, tailored to be the champion since his first fight. People are saying he's going to fight for a belt. And Machida's the first time he fought somebody who made him look mortal.
Right.
I mean, he destroyed Anderson Silva in 2 fights.
I really, really, really would have loved to have seen what would have happened in that second fight had he not broken his leg.
Yeah, I think it would have ended the same. I just think that it's just like these fighters have different, like everybody, it's so interesting. This guy can beat this guy, but can't beat that guy. But that guy can beat this guy who can't beat that guy, you know?
Yeah.
It's the old thing for the longest
time.
Yeah,
it's the MMA math.
It really is.
That is what that is.
Remember there was a time where like, Chuck Liddell could beat Wanderlei Silva, but couldn't beat Rampage Jackson. But Wanderlei Silva could beat Rampage Jackson. It's like this. But couldn't be Rampage. Couldn't be Silva, but could be Chuck Liddell.
Right.
It was like this weird thing.
What do you think about this talk about Lesnar coming back?
I think it's all hype. I think he's just using it to get some money. He's just going to negotiate the WWE against the UFC and see who gives him more money, Vince or Dana.
I mean,
good for him.
Dana's definitely into it. I mean, he's definitely a fucking draw.
Dana needs draws, dude. That's why they are sucking McGregor's dick
right
now.
So that's why Dana's going to give him a big paycheck to get him back, right? Yep.
They need it, dude. Their numbers are suffering.
Yeah.
Because it's just
I think they do it to themselves.
You know, yeah, of course they
are watering it down like that.
Josh, where in Canada do you live?
Near London.
And that is near Toronto?
A couple hours from Toronto.
Yeah, I'm going to be out there.
I was going to say, I think you have me blocked on Twitter. I've been trying to give you compliments on your CD for the last few months. But
what? Why would I have you drop? What did you say? Did you say something?
I don't know. Maybe. I have no idea, to be honest. But I think you have me blocked. I don't know if anyone's blocked me before.
I have this thing, and you sound like a nice guy. If try to send something to Punch Drunk, and I'll find you, because I have the Punch Drunk one. I'll find you and unblock you. But I just have this
44,
rule that if 44 like...
44 GSP 44.
What? GSP 44?
Yeah, 44 right. GSP 44. But yeah, just want to say your album's hilarious, dude. Listen to it a bunch.
Oh, thank you, man.
A question for Teebs. When Teeb, is that possible to get a CD from Teeb?
Probably never, bro.
Come on.
I'm inches away from ending everything. Just fucking
okay,
full
well, you got
camp.
A lot of fans, Teeb. So you're a funny guy. So
thanks, man. I'm supposed to do one in before Thanksgiving in November. But I was talking to Adam last night. Now it seems fucking weird. I don't know, man. I'm focusing on not pulling my goddamn brains out right now.
Man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, cheers to both of you guys.
All right, man. Thanks for coming. I'm actually
thanks, bro. Go see Tripoli when he's up there.
Yeah, New Year's. Come out. I got a whole new hour, so come check it out, dude.
My sister-in-law is getting married and having a steak and dough on fucking New Year's.
Okay,
so
man.
I don't want to lie to you and say
are you dreading going to that?
Big fan, man.
Do you got a girlfriend? Do you got a girlfriend?
I'm engaged myself.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Of course. You're Canadian. Yeah. They like to settle down.
They just love. Yeah. Canadians just love.
All right, Josh. Take care.
Call again, buddy.
Should I feel bad for hanging up on that one guy who said he looked like fucking Saddam Hussein?
You always second guess the hang up sometimes. No, I don't think so.
Okay. He seemed like a nice guy, but you don't come in here talking shit.
Yeah, why would anybody talk shit on Punch Drunk?
I thought it was funny.
Now, 3 years in, we're going to stop talking shit?
Yeah, I say always talk shit, but no, you'll get hang up. Here's my whole thing with blocking on Twitter. If you are unnecessarily, like, ridiculously harsh with venom for something that we basically do for free, you're gone. If I think you would tweet something to me that you wouldn't say to my face, you're gone.
Yeah.
Those are my biggest things. I'm pretty laid back, but if there's like some the venom coming through the Twitter account.
And I like a nice singer.
I can't imagine a guy who loves your album would be talking shit to you.
No, but that guy wasn't the guy. Yeah. It was the guy before him that I hung up on.
It's like there's a hypersensitivity.
I mean the guy that you blocked on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to find him. Is it 4 GSP4?
44 GSP44.
All right, I'll find him.
You know, I don't think we're saying that like we're being hypersensitive, but we do a lot of different podcasts. We do a lot of different shows. We do a lot of different things. We tweet all the time. We have a lot of followers. And it's like the people that – I like a good zinger. Believe me. Once a week, someone will fucking zing me for something or another. I'll favorite it. I'll comment. I'll retweet. It's when you're being a fucking total cunt.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. When I click on your thing and you're talking shit and you're being really fucking rude or mean, and then I look at your thing and you have like 9 followers and I read your thread and all you do is shit on people trying to fucking get famous, you're going to get blocked. I'm not going to fucking play your dumb game.
It's just unnecessary. It's just really, it's just like, this is done out of love. I mean, we're blessed that, you know, we bust our ass and maybe we get a dollar from a sponsor, maybe. Doesn't ever look like, but maybe. But it's like at the end of the day, dude, it's like we're just doing this for fun. Like the spit venom at us is just a way. It's like, what are we doing here?
It's like, hey, you're a fucking dumb fuck. You're a fucking idiot. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, what are we doing?
What did I do to be an idiot? Then why do you listen to all my fucking podcasts and then try to shit on me to get me involved in some fucking fight with you?
I would never do that. I would never.
They choose to listen to you. They're not your boss. They have nothing invested in you or in this. It's their choice. Why the fuck they then have to bitch at you?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I would never hit up Blake Griffin, and not saying that people listen to this think I'm Blake Griffin, but to be somebody that I follow with passion and be like, hey, fuckhead. Why'd you miss that shot? You're so stupid. It's like, what is that? You know what it is? TMZ's taught people that, quote unquote, people in entertainment are just pinatas and you can just light them up. And it's like, right. Why? Where's the respect, man?
It's just like, hey, you're trying to be a public figure. Then you should have to put up with me being a fucking complete shitty person. Look, man, everyone's people. We're people.
We're people.
You know what I mean?
We're people who love people.
So,
people who love people.
Yep.
Okay.
If I had the money, I would love to fucking. If I was like that guy on the Facebook fucking graffiti guy that got $100 million for fucking spray painting the side of a fucking wall.
Yeah.
If I had that kind of luck, you know. And believe me, I never got $100 million. I've spray painted a lot of things in my life.
Hey,
if I had the money, I would fly to fucking Canada. Oh, this guy lives in Canada. Oh, he says I'm a fucking idiot and I suck at what I do. I'd
fuck
fly
Canada.
To fucking Canada. I would go to your fucking job and I would stand at your fucking job and shit on you the entire time you did it.
That's you. Jason Tebow. That's Rants and Raves with Jason Tebow. Rants and Raves brought to you by BetDSI. For all your favorite rants and raves, go to BetDSI. Now, real quick, we're going to take a break, but as we go, we're going to let Death Squad Arizona just have 5 minutes to talk Major League Baseball to everybody. So we'll just come back, let him talk to himself on the radio for 5 minutes as we just go.
That's an interesting one.
Okay.
Death Squad Arizona.
Death Squad.
Let's talk a little baseball.
No, I was calling about the Arizona Cardinals, not all the right. St. Louis Cardinals.
Why did you say Major League Baseball?
Oh, because you said Cardinals.
All right, then call back in
call
after
back
the break.
In second hour, we're going to talk football with Ari.
We're taking the break. We'll see you guys in a few. BetDSI and all the other good stuff. BetDSI for all your betting needs. Use the code PUNCH DRUNK and get 10 big bucks off. Hey, big announcement here. I'm proud with Jason Tebow. We're proud to announce this upcoming December is a December to remember here on Punch Drunk. Jason and I talked about it. This is going to be our big push where every fan of Punch Drunk gets 5 of his friends to listen to the show.
Ooh.
Yeah, big deal.
If you do, we give you $1,000.
Okay, that's not it. That's not going to happen.
I thought.
What we're going to give you is a Punch Drunk sticker. For each guy if you get us 5, you get a signed Punch Drunk sticker from us sent to you, licked by this mouth.
And $1,000.
No $1,000.
What? I thought.
It's a December to remember!
$1,000 December!
No $1,000. No $1,000.
No, not.
Well, you don't want to send him one of these?
Let's see. Why would I lie? Can we turn that into a sticker?
Sure.
Yeah. You'll get a why would I lie sticker.
And $1,000 cash.
No $1,000 cash.
T-Bow's responsible for the $1,000. If you want $1,000,
post it a check for $1,000.
I gave Nodder a $3 billion check.
Jarvis gave me a $1 billion check.
I gave him $3 billion, and he can't cash it until like the year like 35-50.
Uh-huh. If I know Nodder, he'll be around for that.
You want a great gift to give friends? This is what I do. Seriously?
Herpes.
No. Give somebody $10 for lunch money. People go crazy. They laugh their ass off. Because everyone used to get that from their grandparents.
Uh-huh.
Here's a check for $10 for lunch money. People will love it. They go around and frame it. What? Excuse me? Can I hang up on Angelo? Fat man!
It's our farewell to John Lovitz Comedy Club.
Yeah, we're talking goodbye. Another studio bites the dust.
This is, let's see, we were here first.
We are studio serial killers, by the way.
We were here for Toad Hop.
The studio's not going anywhere just yet until we move to the new location, but yeah. This is the first time you guys are leaving before the studio does.
No, that's not true. Is it? No. Maybe. No. We left Toad Hop before everybody else left.
Well, you bailed out of the plane as it was spiraling into the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's called fucking covering your ass.
We just wanted to be the reason we left Toad Hop is they were jacking cash from everybody. That's why. They were jacking cash from us.
I saw this
1-800-Flowers commercial.
I loved how we would do that. I love how
I tell you guys, I saw this this weekend when I was at the Stan Lee's Kamikaze convention. I saw Kenny. Cripple Kenny.
Oh, how is he?
He's good. He's good.
He's still crippled?
Yep. Still very crippled.
That's the way that works.
And he doesn't work for them anymore. He doesn't work for the KLOS or Toad Hop or any of that.
Why?
I guess they moved on without him, I guess.
Sometimes crippled people make everybody uncomfortable. Maybe that was it.
He's hilariously crippled. I remember he used to bullshit stories to girls at Howl the Moon.
What, to spit on his dick?
To basically get laid. He told one girl, she asked him one time, how'd you get in the chair? And he said, you know in golf when they hit the ball and the guy yells four, so the guy knows that the ball is coming his way? Fucker didn't yell four for me. And she believed him. She believed that he got hit in the neck with a golf ball.
You gotta be like, man, I fucking saved these two babies. I went back into a burning building and I saved them and I fell through some stairs and I threw the babies and they landed in a bassinet.
And they were Asian, so he didn't have to.
The best I ever saw. I never heard what he said to the girl. He wanted a beer. It was the end of the night. He goes to the... I tell him the bar's closed, we can't get another beer. He sees a girl with a fresh beer. I'm like, dude, if you can get it, go for it. He goes to her. 15 seconds. That's all it took. She puts down her beer, writes down her number, hands him her number, and hands him her beer and walks away. I'm like, what the fuck did you say? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, and then he called it, and the number was for Chinese food in the valley.
He's like, I have 9 days left to live, and I'm dying of thirst.
Haka! Welcome to a dog, golden duck of Chinese food!
Of course. I loved it at that Toad Hop where they would be like, hey, we got some sponsors coming in now. All you guys got to we just do a cold read of these things. And we would look at them and we were like, this doesn't sound like, just do it. I'm like, we would never. So we would talk about like eating asshole for 15 minutes. And then we go, by the way, Mother's Day's around the corner. And nothing says I love you, Mom, like flowers from proflowers.com. Go there and buy Mom flowers. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. So I'm eating this girl's asshole the other day.
Yeah.
It was the best.
Yeah, that's it.
It was the best, man.
It was the best. Until
we're like,
we didn't
what
get
the fuck?
Any of that
speaking of rosebuds,
money.
I had a rosebud in this world.
Breaking news. Tom Collins would like to add me on fucking LinkedIn.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole. You wreck our website. You fucking talk all this shit. You want me to add you on LinkedIn? I'm not even on LinkedIn, you fucking prick.
Yeah.
Dick.
I can't give a worse recommendation, by the way.
I called you a fucking guinea homo from the 15th.
You want a $10 website for $10,000?
Is that Boom Shakalaka?
That's Tony Cox, the midget from Bad Santa.
That sounds like Boom Shakalaka.
I called you a fucking guinea homo from the 15th fucking century, you dickhead.
A guinea homo.
Ren Azizia just tried calling in. Oh, we were on break.
Hey!
Turn on.
I didn't see a call.
Steve Renazzisi from FXX, the league, tried calling in, and we didn't get him.
The call didn't come through.
If I could fire you, I would right now.
I sent it to him wrong. It's my bad.
God damn it, Tebow. If I could fire you, I would.
Tell him to wipe the Parmesan off his fingers before he tries to dial the number.
Whoa, zing. Who go. Are you zinging on that one?
Who do you guys
hey,
insult with the Parmesan
man?
All the
you
fucking time?
You don't make fat jokes about
Ari
people, fat man.
Ari is Skyping in and shit right any second now.
We have so many people on television Skyping in right now. You think this might be an important podcast. Hey, hey, fat man, what's your favorite Punch Drunk moment?
Hang on. We're about to find out Ren Azizi, who, by the way, I'm sure he's at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh,
did you see his Instagram? I'll talk to him about it.
Come on,
of his baby
dude.
Picture? Of his baby picture?
Probably a good-looking kid.
Uh-huh. Good-looking kid is about fucking...
Probably a nice young gentleman.
300-pound good-looking kid.
Dude, that baby wasn't 300 pounds. So many people calling
him. He's one of those, Steve. Throw him through. Just throw him through. You don't have to type his shit in there.
Hey, is this Steve Renzisi from FXX The League?
What up, Tripoli? How you doing, buddy?
How are you, dude? Hey! We love you. Hey, I love you.
Steve, I love you, too.
I love those baby pictures I saw. They're very cute. You're a very cute baby.
Oh, dude, I look like I'm pretty fat. Wait till you see this week's baby picture. I'm going to throw it up there.
Are you doing it Throwback Thursdays? Is that what it is? Throwback Thursday going straight up baby?
I'm going straight baby. The people, I mean, I think that got like 2,000 likes or something like that.
Yeah.
God, that cute baby got 200 likes. 2,000?
You got a lot of comments. I don't know if you saw mine where I said it looked like you were breastfed by a cheesecake.
That's his mother.
I was like,
I look like I beat Down syndrome. People said that. I look like, there was one that I looked like I ate my brother and sister.
Yeah,
at birth. We were triplets.
It was so funny because I looked at it and the first thing I write is like, I knew it.
Yeah. Hey, how was Halloween with the kids? Did you do Halloween with your kids?
I did. We did trick or treating around the neighborhood, which was fun. We brought a little booze cart, brought some road beers for the trip, and it was good. You know, fun.
Let me ask you something, Steve. When do you and the lady start spitballing Halloween costumes? Because it's very elaborate.
I mean, let me tell you. She is the creative, artistic director of our family. The last thing I want to do is spend 5 months shooting a television show, and then my first day off, go home and put on another outfit and put makeup on again.
Yeah.
But she loves it, so I do it for her, and she does it. It makes it very easy for me, so... She has everything laid out. I'm like, look, just, I don't want to be uncomfortable. That's it. So
who did Chewbacca, you? What'd you go as? Chewbacca this time? Chewbacca?
Yeah. It's a big woolly outfit, and I wore sweatpants and a t-shirt. Yeah, there it is. Boom, done.
Now, do you get any of the candy, Steve? Do you get to sift through to get the good stuff, or does the kids get it?
Of course he does. You kidding me?
Yeah, I just tax. I did a tax. So, like, they bring the stuff back, and then I have to go through it to make sure there's no knives or, you know, anything in it, and then I tax. I take you know my piece off the top. Tootsie rolls, I'm getting Tootsie rolls and Kit Kats. Those are coming my way.
Hey, let me ask you something, Steve. Did mommy and daddy role play in their outfits?
Not this year, no. Although Tracy's Princess Leia outfit was rather short. Her skirt was rather short.
Uh huh.
And I was thinking about it.
Now, is it hard because it's like you got to wait till the kids go to bed, but now they're all gacked out on candy. So mommy and daddy probably get too tired before it's time they have a little use the force.
You got to time it out between the time they crash, like 9:30, and the time at around 1 a.m. they get diarrhea in the middle of the night.
Okay.
That's your window.
Now,
your get it wet window.
That's your window to knock out 5 minutes?
Yeah, get that type 3 in there.
Is marriage? Now, let me ask you about marriage sex. Is there any, like, let's get romantic, or is it, like, hit it quick before these kids wake up?
No, there's variations. We're lucky enough to have, like, really good availability to nights to ourselves and stuff like that.
Because what, do you drug the kids? Are you guys drugging the kids?
No, but, like, we'll have a babysitter, and we'll be out all night, and we'll be able to go home. Everybody's sleeping, so then you can just, you stop it like it's hot, and then that's when you just got to bury it deep so that, you know, and then the times where you just can fit it in during the day, you know, those are like, you know, we just got back to the gym, just, you know, one takes a nap, one's at school.
Hey, is it weird? And let me know if this question goes too far. Is it weird to ask the mother of your children to do weird ass shit?
I don't ask for weird ass shit. I'm a straight up
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the guy who throws up. Yeah. You're the guy who throws up.
Yeah.
Was there
I mean, can I ask for a weird ass? No, yes, I think it would be weird. It would be weird for me to be like, look, I just want to rest my nuts on your eyes while I come into your belly and, like, while you eat my ass. But then after that, we can go to do that PTA thing that we signed up with. Like, to me, it's like, would that be something I'd be interested in? I don't know. But if it's weird, what the fact?
Dude, I think that would make that awesome.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So we know you're busy. You got a day off. You've been shooting all forever, so we don't want to waste a lot of your time. Giants, what happened last night?
It was a shit show. Bad news last night. Well, that's the Giants, man. They're not a playoff team. They're not going to – if they squeak in, they squeak in, but they're not going to do well. They can't protect Eli.
Is Eli done, or is it just that line just doesn't give him a chance?
No, he is. He's a books guy. He's by the read. He knows his reads. So if the things break, he's not a Roethlisberger. He's going to break down a play and then try to make something out of it. So that offensive line breaks down as it's capable of doing against tough schemes and good lines. They're gonna fold. That's what they are, and that's what you face in the playoffs. That's what you get in the playoffs. That's what helped the Giants win two Super Bowls.
Yeah,
that death-defying defensive line they had. The offense just kept maintaining. So that's the Giants. Although they could still sneak into the playoffs. I was more surprised that the Colts looked that good, because they looked embarrassing the week before.
They're helter skelter, man. They're like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Like, one second that defense is just world beaters. Next second is getting lit the fuck up, man. It is like it's.
Yeah.
But Andrew Luck is a winner. Next level.
Winner.
Colts make the playoffs.
I was telling Corn, if you're an Indy fan, who has it better than you? 20 straight years, theoretically, of great quarterbacks.
Yep.
20 straight years.
Packers are like that too. Packers are like that too.
Probably longer than 20.
Yeah, I mean, that's nuts.
Let me ask you something. As a Giants fan, let's say you guys don't make the playoffs and you guys are bad. You get a high pick. Jameis Winston falls to you guys. Do you take him?
No, not me. I don't like Jameis Winston. He's not worth what you're going to get, I think. Go look at Josh Gordon. Go look at these guys who haven't been told no.
Yeah.
These guys who get their way every time, dude.
Yep.
Would you want to draft Josh Gordon now? Would you want to draft Kellen Winslow Jr. or any of these other guys who have immense amount of talent but just can't get their shit together?
Yeah. No,
sorry,
I agree.
Dude. Give me another guy. Give me an offensive lineman who's going to fucking listen to what I tell him for 12 years and become a Hall of Famer.
Hold on one second. This is a TV show bukkake going on here of sports talk. Not only do we have Steven Zizis from FXX The League, but now we also have live on Skype, just back from Hawaii, Comedy Central's own Ari Shaffir.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I didn't know that was Renazisi. Whenever I heard New Yorkers talking about sports, I always like tune out.
Oh,
I always want to be like, shut the fuck up. You don't know anything.
Fuck you, Steve says.
That Mike and the Mad Dog fucking accent. Get out of here.
Only Ari can spend a week in fucking Maui and not be tan.
Hey,
my dick is so red.
Hey, hold on. Ari, shut the fuck up. Ren Zizi, thanks for calling in. Yeah. We appreciate it. Know you're busy.
Don't worry, guys. I love all of you.
Take care, buddy.
He's not busy. He just ended his show.
One time he's not busy. Yeah.
Well, he's spending time with the lady. I asked some pretty inappropriate questions of him and his wife.
Oh, yeah.
All right, congrats on the special, man. That was a lot of fun that night.
Great job, man. It was really great.
Thanks for being there, you guys. That meant a lot to me.
Hey, does anybody have it better than Ari Shaffir? Anybody? Does Amazing Races, whips his dick out on HBO.
Gets his dick out every time he's in the studio.
Every time he can. Shoots an hour special in the OR. Immediately jumps on a plane and goes to fucking Hawaii, where he probably banged fat fucking Samoans.
Speaking of banging, did you see Rose when you were there?
I did for a second. She looks really good in a bikini, man.
Did you hit it?
No.
Did you?
No, she was out there hooking up with a guy. She told me.
Oh, yeah. She's got that rich dude.
Some
that
dude flew her out just to bang her.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to try this. She was like, let's hang out. I was like, if you come find me, I guess. I mean, I'm not going to – you already told me you're going out for some guys. So
yeah.
I'm not going to make any effort.
You saw her in a bikini, though?
Yeah, yeah.
That probably sucked.
Yeah. She looks good in a bikini, man. She looks real good in a bikini.
She looks good in a trash bag.
Yeah. She looks good dead in a dumpster after I fucked her.
Oh, my God.
I'm just spitballing right here. Just spitballing.
Damn, you want to buy a dead bartender for a dollar?
By the way, Boone's Halloween costume was tremendous.
Ah, thank you. I'm glad you love that. That was for you.
Perfect.
He walked up to me, and he's wearing that costume, and he walks up, and I go, hi, Boone. And he goes, how'd you know it was me? And I go, well, you're in front of your fucking mask says Dan Bylack and Jeff Danis. You're holding the same record albums you were trying to sell me yesterday, and your shoes are two different shoes. He goes, well, anyway, this is how Ari Shaffir is going to look when he's old.
So, Ari, after it's all said and done, did you hook up after?
After what?
After your
At
special.
All.
Did I hook up? What do you mean, the girl?
No, the fucking dog.
Hands
of
across America, you fucking asshole.
Not that night. I did in Hawaii, though.
Oh, you did? What happened?
Was it a comedian or a local?
No, not a comedian. Although when I am at those festivals and you don't know any locals, you're like, ooh, maybe you start looking at the comedians like, not bad. She's not all neck. She's okay. You start readjusting. Oh, fuck.
So we'll get into Hawaii in 2 seconds. Let me ask you something. Were you happy with it? Is there things like you wish, in hindsight, you could have flipped, did different, anything?
I'm real happy with a lot of it. I'm real happy with a lot of it. I mean, it was the way I kind of wanted it to look. It looked like the OR. You know, they told me the rules of how, like, you have to show depth of the room, so you have to add something. But I was like, I didn't want to add a lot of lights. They wanted the neons on with the stars. I'm like, I get why you think that would look good, but it just won't.
You tell Comedy Central what to do. It is a fucking amazing to me.
It's more amazing that they listen to him.
What?
It's more amazing that they listen to him.
Yeah,
people tell him stuff all the time.
It is mind-blowing
to
me.
This man.
He goes, he told that. He said, it really is a testament to this guy and how what a powerful Jew we have on this show.
It's because they turn me down too much, man. They turn me down for years, and I just gave up on them. So I started making my own theories and ideas of what I want to do. And then when they're like, oh, we'd like to do this, I'm like, oh, that's great, but that's not for me. I've already moved on. I'm doing something else.
No, you're great. It was great. I thought – let me tell you something. I was talking about this
what'd
in
you
the
guys think?
First hour was about how I don't like to watch comedy because I like to just be able to write freely and not be like, oh, that's blah, 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 or blah, blah. I just like to write, and I just want to write, and I don't want to be – influenced by other people in any way, shape, or form. So it was really fun to watch that first hour and sit down during it and watch you work because I was saying this in the first thing. If, like, I'm a young comic, I would highly recommend your hour to watch because you're fantastic at tagging bits, man. Like, you're really good at, like, setting up the premise, and then it just becomes bam, 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 bam. And, like, I'll do Kill Tony a lot, and I'll be like, you got to tag your bits. You got to cut it down, which is what you do, and then you tag the fuck out of it, and that's how you get the rolling laugh going.
That's how Patton Oswalt always is. He's real good. He's real tag heavy.
Yeah, so you're tag heavy too, man. I'm setup heavy. I'm not setup heavy, but I'm setup punch heavy, meaning I'll drop a punchline that I work to another quick setup to, and I just realize I gotta go pop 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 pow.
You know it's you know what Peter Chen always said? I took Peter Chen's comedy class once.
I heard.
And he goes, there are three parts to joke. Some people sit down when they do comedy. I know sit down. It's stand up comedy, not sit down comedy. Some people like to walk around when they do comedy, but it's not walk around comedy. It's sit down. It's stand up comedy. So I stand up, and then there are three parts to joke. Part one, setup. Part two, setup. Part three, punchline.
Wow.
It's like let me, Peter. Let me just make sure I'm getting the three parts down. It's setup. Set up punchline? Yes.
Do you think somewhere in Koreatown? Do you think somewhere in Koreatown right now, Peter Chen's like, so I told Ari Shaffir, you know, of Comedy Central, I go, three-part stand-up. Set up some of the punchline.
You know,
if it's good for him, it's good for you. Yeah, dude, I was impressed. I thought it was great. It was like, I didn't go to the Gerard Carmichael one, so I don't know what vibe was at that one. But the thing that was cool about this night was how, like, everybody from over the years showed up. It
yeah,
was
I like
a
that.
Reunion.
I like that. It almost seemed to me like the people that made themselves of the store were also, like, celebrating. It was like, kind of like when you go to a 49ers bar when they're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Especially when it's the same bar you've gone to for 10 years and, like, sweated out all the bad years of the Niners, you know?
Yeah, so all these guys were like, yeah, right? See? It's our place. Instead of just, like, it's Ari's special, it's more like it's our place that's being given the special.
It was, yeah, it was kind of twofold. It was like everybody was there rooting for you, and everybody was also there rooting for the store.
Yeah, yeah, I really like that. I really like that. All the Comedy Central people, all the agents and managers were there. Like, they had to give it up for the place.
Yeah.
I also like all the employees were there and able to see all the shit that was going on, you know?
Yeah, right. I was very happy for you, dude.
Just like, this is possible.
But, you know, with every good, there's some bad, and that bad is the Dallas Cowboys,
Jesus
Brandon
Christ,
Whedon.
Man.
And we'll get into Death Squad. Hold on, dude. We'll get to you. You know, do you got
I mean,
a TV show, Death Squad?
Today.
No, hold on. What?
When I looked over before the Redskins game, I was like, they might only have 2 wins left in their tank. They might go 2-6, and they might go 3-5. But after that Redskins loss, I look at the rest of their schedule. That could be one more win.
Yeah.
That could be a one more win team.
Yeah.
They could finish a 7-9 or 8-8 again. Well, and it's going to fucking kill me.
They're heading to London right now, and they think that guy's going to play. It's like, dude, you're fucking with a guy's back right now.
Well, they said it was game time decision to start or not play at all. I wouldn't have put him in. I wouldn't have put him in against once he was injured. I would have let Whedon just fucking finish up. He was playing fine. And then he came in and fucking passed away instead of going back to what's giving the fucking bread and butter, the running game. Just dominating.
Yeah, but you can't run Arizona. That like you can't.
No, not
run
in Arizona,
them.
But against the Redskins. Arizona.
Oh yeah, well they fucked that up with not running. It was like 2nd and 2 in overtime. Move the chains.
2nd and 2. Yeah, just keep it going. They haven't stopped him. He's got 8 yards of run.
It's fucking
Why
retarded.
Why would you go away from that? Because Romo wants to be the champion. But it's fucking just get down there, man.
And now with Whedon, dude. Whedon has directly fucked my fantasy league because now they're just putting Levin in the box. They're not going to – like, Whedon, you're going to beat us throwing? Good luck.
Yeah, and that means that DeMarco Murray can't run anymore.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking retarded. Speaking of real quick, let's see if you'll be able to hear him, Ari. Death Squad Arizona, wife's jugs, still sexy.
Wife's jugs, still amazing.
Yeah, they still look good, man.
So what's up? You want to talk Arizona Cardinals? You just beat the fuck out of Ari's Dallas Cowboys. Glow.
Well, I just want to see what you guys think, if they're real contenders or if they're pretenders to make the playoffs.
Arizona?
Yeah.
You guys make the playoffs, absolutely.
But do they have a chance for a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I mean, once you're in, you're in. I mean, all those years ago when the fucking Patriots were undefeated, everyone's like, the Giants squeak in at 8-8. They're like, there's no way they can make the Super Bowl. You get in, you get hot, you can win. That's a good defense.
Good defense can take you a long way.
Good defense can take you a long way in the playoffs.
And who's the competition in the NFC? Let's be honest. Green Bay Packers? Who else?
Packers,
Carolina,
Dallas.
No.
Dallas,
Seattle.
Seattle's shit. They barely beat the Raiders.
That's what I'm saying. Barely beat the Raiders. That's what I'm saying about the Cowboys. When they went to 6-1 and beat the Seahawks to get there, people were like, ooh, defending Super Bowl team. And then they lost to St. Louis, and they barely beat Carolina, barely beat the Raiders. It's like, not even a good win.
I said at the beginning of the season I thought they were a lot better than people were giving them credit for.
Arizona.
They lost a lot of dudes on defense, so I don't know how down the stretch in the playoffs how well they'll do with all these rookies and second and third string guys playing together.
You know, I was asking, I was bringing this up to Dana the other day, Death Squad, is that the Super Bowl is in Arizona. As a business person, do you want the Cardinals to make the Super Bowl? Because that's half the amount of tourists that will come to your town and spend a shitload of cash.
Of course they do.
Of course it. Yeah, I would think.
They'd be the first team ever to exactly do it. Exactly right. I think it'd be a big deal.
It'd
yeah.
be a big story. It'd be a big deal.
It'd be a big story. And do you remember when the Super Bowl was in Dallas, and I really had a hope that they would go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
But then, of course, they were 8-8.
Yeah. Remember that?
Oh, it was awful.
Well, now you're TV, Ari Shaffir. You can make that shit happen. Hey,
do you remember when Arizona had the Super Bowl, and then the NFL was like, if you don't approve Martin Luther King Day as a holiday,
yeah.
we're going to take away the Super Bowl from you?
Yeah.
And Arizona was like, fuck you. We'd rather work.
Yeah. Like, right. And the hacky joke was that everyone said, how racist do you have to be to not want a day off?
Yeah. But it really is amazing.
It like,
it's so racist is the dude, answer.
Ari, if they said you could get a paid leave for 1 week if you celebrate Hitler's birthday, would you do it? Paid leave, 1 week. Ari's just
420.
Up. Is that the new fist pumping in Phoenix? Where are you going to, by the way, Ari?
I'm coming home. I just landed from Maui.
Oh,
I'm going
okay.
back to my apartment. I got to wait
well,
to get on this train.
Well, that's very nice. I'm very happy.
I tell you, who else can make some noise is the Eagles. I mean, they only got two losses. That's a high-octane offense. If their defense can stick together. I mean, I don't think the Eagles win the Super Bowl, but they can definitely play spoiler in the playoffs.
Not with Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, Mark. I think Arizona's in league. I don't know anybody other. San Francisco's falling off. I mean, they just – I watched that game. I go, why aren't you handing Gore the ball? What is going on here? Why are you trying to throw the ball? I know you got great wide receivers, but it's like Gore, it's like as much as everybody wants to say this is a passing league, and Tebow, we talked about this. The NBA and the NFL are so alike because one style of play can win in the regular season, but it can't win in the postseason. A run-and-gun style can't win in the postseason.
Is that true? Is that true?
I think it is. I think you have to run the ball against these fucking defenses to advance in the NFL in playoffs.
I mean, Denver did great last year. They just somebody read their signs in the Super Bowl, but that
yeah,
was
the
it.
Rams Super Bowl was also run and gun.
But how long ago was that? 20 years ago?
Yeah, whatever. I'm just saying that's what that was.
What you talking about?
No, defense definitely does it, and in basketball too. It's defense in the playoffs.
But it's like with a running game, it's ball control. It's not so much I'm going to stuff the ball down your throat from the first quarter on. It's I want to get up 10 and not have to throw and keep that fucking clock running.
Yeah,
and that's
also,
where that gets
like,
really pivotal in the playoffs.
The bottle of ball possession, so tire out that defense. So in the fourth quarter, it's yours.
Yep.
Instead of theirs.
And let's keep the clock running. 6 yards, 6 yards, 7 yards, 9 yards,
way.
5 yards,
Cowboys
4
way.
Yards.
Marshawn Lynch, that's how they won last year.
That's exactly how the Seahawks won, was ball control in the postseason.
100%.
All
right,
Death
Squad.
They still got a shot at the
playoffs. I want a bag of bets with you. I just want to be able to see your wife's tits somehow, so we got to come up with something.
All right, man.
Here's a bag of bets.
Hey. Hold on.
All right.
Here's a good bag of bets.
Congrats on the special, man.
Okay, yeah. Death Squad says congrats on the special. You couldn't hear him.
Oh, thanks. Here's a good bag of bets for you guys. He has to show you his wife's tits, and if he doesn't, then he has to pay up by showing you his wife's tits.
Okay, all right.
That's
all
a good bet.
Right.
And then, Sam, if you lose, if he does show you his wife's tits, then you have to
look at his wife's tits.
A picture of his wife's tits.
Okay. All right. That's a bag of bets. What are we betting on?
If Sam wins the bet, he has to show all of us his wife's tits. If Sam loses the bet, he only has to show Sam his wife's tits.
Fuck. All right. That hurts us, but okay.
That is awesome. Ari, let's get in some basketball. Are you following the NBA at all?
Tebow. Yeah, I'm in the NBA because my New Orleans Pelicans.
You can't even say it with a straight face. He did like one of these. My New Orleans.
So hard to
Pelicans.
Get used to.
I like it.
I don't mind it, but I will tell you this. Whenever I drive to San Diego and I see a Pelican now, filled with pride.
You idiot.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. And I'm going to tell you something about Punch Drunk. We predict shit before anyone else does. We're always calling it out. And I know that Anthony Davis was the number one pick, but people are sleeping on a guy. And I told you last year, he's about to become fucking all universe. A lot of people consider him the third best player in the NBA. I would say that's Blake Griffin right now, but it's debatable 3-4. Anthony Davis is putting up Wilt Chamberlain and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He could be an MVP candidate. 100,
right now,
all he had to do was put a little bit of bulk on, but just a little bit, but really just not try to block every shot. Hold a couple
but
times.
But, dude, he's scoring like 36, 15 rebounds and like 7 block shots. That's like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. No, that's like, that is literally Wilt Chamberlain-like numbers.
And he's also the age I was when I was still a virgin.
Yeah. Well, you know 34. What's so funny? Dana was talking about how happy she is for you and be like, I'm sure there's a part of Ari who's like, man, I was like this virgin forever or just this guy that was like fighting to get a little fucking love. And now like, look at me. You are dominating on a channel that people want to dominate on. And it's like, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Right? Did you say it's pretty queer?
Weird.
Oh, I thought you said it was pretty queered. Queer weird? No. Queer weird. But yeah, dude, it's crazy. Like, he's only 21.
21.
And he's built like a fucking... I mean, humans aren't supposed to be that big, that limber, that long, that fast.
He's hard to look
He moves like human gefilte fish.
Yeah, Tebow doesn't like that. He can't really suck his cock with his eyes open. He has to close his eyes to blow him.
Why? You can open.
He doesn't like the way he looks. And when he's slobbing that cock, he wants...
He looks like a Frankenstein to me.
Yeah, he's not a good-looking guy. This unibrow is not the best decision.
But it lends itself to a marketable problem.
Hey, but here's the thing, dude.
Better. Don't let him have ads. Just let him play.
I love that.
Well, you know that's what they said about Andrew Luck? You remember we talk about how Andrew Luck has zero endorsement deals? We're like, what the fuck? And it turns out he's turned them all down. He doesn't want to have any endorsement deals until he wins something, and that way his teammates can't hate him. That's a big problem with Russell Wilson and RG3. They're like, fuck
that's
yeah,
a huge problem with RG3.
I'm getting
Cam
paid,
Newton,
Mick.
Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Cam Newton, too, man.
All those guys. They're like, oh, and then it's like, wait, what are you concentrating on?
Those guys got more Subway commercials than wins this year.
Hey, Ari. What? Real quick, then we'll get back to what we're talking about. Were you raw dogging in Hawaii, or did you wrap it up?
I mean, I wrapped my neck around in one of those lays.
Yeah,
but...
Ari's raw dogging like a human champion.
So wait. Let's go back to this. I like this. Who did you meet? Is it just some? It was a local chick, or was it a comic?
A local.
Nothing. She talking pigeon. Hey, Ari, go ahead. Sit back. Go bang, yo.
What the hell is that? That's your Hawaiian impression?
No, that's called pigeon. It's called pigeon. They talk like that. Hey, yeah, hang around, go down, bitch, go dance, yeah.
Okay, I will tell you, I get what you're trying to do. That was horrible at that. Well, I'll give you points because no one else knows even what the pigeon accent is.
Yeah, I do. I used to bang a Hawaiian.
If you were doing that accent in Hawaii, they would laugh you out of the place.
Well, I am a man of 1,000 voices.
They just all sound like the same voice. That was his Mexican and his Australian impression.
There's a lot combined.
Oh, yeah, go down beach, hang out, y'all. Hang out, babe. Catch waves, yeah?
Sounds like a retarded Canadian.
It's like little pieces of it are right, and then a bunch of other people just are Irish.
Okay, Irish.
I heard some French in there.
It is a little Irish. It is a little Australian.
I want to get into some. Ari, quick question. Bernard Hopkins, recently he has a fight coming up and nobody cares. He says nobody cares, it covers him because he's black. In sports, he says nobody cares because he's black.
Which white boxers are they covering?
Yeah. And dude, it's like,
Klitschko's, that's about it.
LeBron James created a black holiday in fucking Cleveland for a day, returning back to Cleveland. It was the center of the black universe. What do you mean they don't pay attention to you because you're black? That's all they pay attention to is black athletes.
That's craziness.
Right?
That's absolute craziness.
It's just lazy thinking.
He's also 50. He's a 50-year-old.
Yeah, who's still winning championships.
Yeah, exactly. And wait, is he still a champion?
Yeah.
Boxing's so stupid.
Yeah. His style...
He's got a light heavyweight belt and a heavyweight belt.
His style is just all defense. You can't hit him. You can't hit him, and he tires you out.
Just figure out the system.
Yeah. Hey, next thing, Ari, I'm just banging out things. We'll get back to the NBA.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. I have a really good topic question. Should I save it for now or should I do it another time?
Save it for now.
Okay.
What does save it for now even mean?
I don't know. I just
I don't know. I don't know, but I mean,
should I save it for now or should I ask it now later?
You know how they always have – I've been holding on to this. You know how they always have like best guy never to win a championship? You know,
yeah.
Phil Mickelson was that for a while.
Yeah.
You know,
Dan Marino, ETC.
I want to know who are the best guys to – we're thankful to have won a championship.
Oh. Oh,
like
we're
for
like,
all the Charles Barkley's, you're like, oh, well, at least so-and-so got one.
Oh, so who got one shouldn't have? Mark Madison?
No, not shouldn't have. Who were thankful that did get one?
Oh, Elway for sure. When Elway finally got a ring
late in
his career, you're like, hey, man, I'm glad. I wasn't rooting for the Broncos, but I'm glad Elway at least got a ring.
Kevin Garnett. Huh? Kevin Garnett with Boston was in Minnesota
forever. Kevin Garnett's
forever.
A great one. Yeah.
Garnett's another good one, yeah.
You root
absolutely.
For him forever, and then he finally wins one. You're like, okay, nobody's got a problem with that.
Mitch Richmond, he played with the Lakers in that last run. Really didn't even play any significant minutes. They kind of brought him out there and won the blowout so he could say he played. He won a championship. Gary Payton won a championship with the Miami
Lakers.
Heat.
Oh, yeah, the Heat.
He was
Payton
cool.
Payton won with the Heat. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I forgot about that.
Who else is there that just...
I mean, Walter Payton won one of the Bears.
Yeah, that was great.
That's a great one.
That's a
and
great
that was like
one.
Towards the very, very end of his career
and
as
you
well.
Remember the refrigerator Perry scored and Payton didn't score and everyone's like, aw.
Yeah, but at least he got a championship.
Yeah, who else is there? I'm trying to think.
Barkley never did.
Barkley never did.
Did Robert Horry ever win a championship? I forget.
Who?
Robert Horry.
Shit. He's the greatest NBA player of all time.
Was he? How many did
say.
He win? How many did he win?
Nine?
He won two with Houston, three with Cleveland, two
Spurs,
with San Antonio, I think.
And the Lakers.
Yeah,
and
so
the Lakers.
I think he won seven.
Golly.
I'm trying to think about who else finally won one that.
Did Sergio Garcia ever win a major?
Will he ever? No.
Did he ever?
No.
God, they said he was going to challenge Tiger.
Yeah, and he just got really weird, man. He got really weird. I think he was banging so many chicks, they just never focused. Like, Roy McDonald, he broke up his girlfriend, his career just exploded.
Yeah.
They're dream killers.
People don't understand when they look at somebody, he's like, oh, he's going to be the greatest of all time. They're like, there's a lot of factors to go into that.
Yeah.
And one of them is that sweet, sweet puss.
Yeah, that's – are you
really
with a
matters.
Chick who gets it? Like, gets to be like, you don't have – you have to focus on the game. And isn't like, what about me?
Loving we should do a reality show together about, like, our life and your job.
Yeah, loving me. I'm important.
Depends
shut
what kind
up!
Of girl you get. You've all seen those Instagram pictures that are all people and their girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, if that's the kind of girl you date randomly, then you're fucked. You're
yeah, you are fucked. These pro athletes, fucked. Fucked. Yeah. Hey, Ari, can I talk to you about the CNN video that's making the rounds everyone's going crazy over?
Haven't seen it. What is it?
New York City, they say, has a problem with catcalling. So, with girls walking down the street and guys saying rude shit to them. So, they did
there's a newsflash.
They just realized this.
Well,
hold on a second. Yeah, shake that, mama. Shake that. Don't break it, though. Don't break
He's
it.
He's contributing
okay.
to the cause.
So CNN does a segment.
Oh,
and they,
damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
So I get it, man. You got to get it out. CNN runs a segment where they follow this girl around for 10 hours. She walks the streets of New York City.
Did she what?
She walks the streets of New York City, this chick. They follow with a camera, and they show you it. And, like, you got to see some of the catcalls they put out. One was like, have a great day. How are you? God bless. They were putting those out as examples of men catcalling women.
Oh, that's crazy. They just fucked up their story. Now, let me. I
should have said that in Puerto Rican.
Let me ask you a question. What was she wearing?
She was wearing like sweatpants, yoga pants, a jacket, a backpack, and she's just walking.
Oh, so nothing crazy. Nothing like boobs out or anything.
No.
Okay. Here's what I've heard. And maybe you can text this to whoever you're texting right now. Maybe they have an opinion. But here's what I've heard. That some people are like, it's not a New York has a catcalling problem. It's blacks and Latinos have a catcalling problem.
Well, that's another thing that they.
Person in the whole thing.
And they said, and they tried, people tried to say they edited out all the white guys out of this.
Why would they do that? Why would they do that?
Yeah, why would that? Why would that fit? They want to. They want to include everybody in it.
Yeah.
Racist.
And so all these liberals are like, see, men have a problem, but not one of them are going to go, oh, it's a race. It's a minority that has a problem.
100%.
Not all men. It's a minority. And that's why when those people were saying about the rape jokes, and one of the titles of one of the big blogs was, to all white male comedians, rape jokes are no longer allowed. You're like, what do you mean? So black male comedians are not allowed to make? I mean, what's the problem? I don't see it. Because they can't say anything against minorities.
Yeah. Well, that's just the over fucking progressive fucking douchebag.
That's not something to do.
It's just fucking yeah, that was a big story because someone did a movie about this, and one of the critiques of the movie was they never addressed that it was all blacks and Latinos that did it.
Uh-huh.
They never talked about that.
Uh-huh.
Because then it becomes a racial issue, and they're trying not to make that.
Yeah, you may as well say humans all do it. Humans have a catcalling problem.
Well, I used to have a bit about black guys hitting on chicks, and it stemmed from the 2004 All-Star Game in Los Angeles, where I would watch women walk down the streets, and guys would just start grabbing their asses, and they were all black guys. And I was talking about how black guys just don't give a fuck, right? And
no, they
just
don't give a
they'll
fuck.
Just fucking grab a chick and not even care.
I don't give a fuck.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But my issue with this thing is like, you're trying to make people over. You're just giving fat, ugly chicks a reason to bitch if you're telling them that, hey, how are you doing is catcalling.
Yeah, exactly. Then they have a reason to complain. And you're like,
then
come
they're
on.
Like, I got harassed the other day. This
That's
guy
a huge
asked me
bitch.
How I was. It's like, you fat bitch.
That's a huge bitch.
Exactly.
And also, here's the problem. The way you're supposed to meet girls is by going up to them.
Yeah. And the best
so unless
you
come up
with
a better way to do that, then you can't tell us on one hand you got to go up to girls, and on the other hand, oh no, don't go up to girls.
Yeah, don't have women bitch
then
about.
How are you doing? Is a very light, easy way to do that.
Yeah,
that's a great way to do that. It's
hey, how you doing today? Great. You look amazing. Oh, thank you, girls. I mean, like, yeah, girls don't want to be like great ass. Some of them do, but most of them
back
don't.
Get up on my dick.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it's like. You're creating this thing where you're like, this, and here's the thing that's the worst thing about the video, Ari, is that the panel who discusses it is all females. Not one guy there going, okay, you're a bunch of crazy bitches.
One crazy ass bitch.
And then females, whenever they get together, not even females, it's all these minority groups, when they're talking about a minority problem, they all try to out-misery each other.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, this one time I had to deal with that too. Oh, this one time I had to deal with that. And the whole discussion is about all the times they had a problem and not the 99% of the times where life is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's like people are
it's
so...
It's all woe is me.
People are so conditioned for that. One time, and I think I told Ari this before, I don't know if I ever told you. I'm like driving down the street and there's this like... Obviously, like, really pretty girl on the corner, and she, like, somebody walked by and, like, said something to her, and she, like, looked like she, whatever. I couldn't see what he said. But I yell out the car, you're pretty on the inside, too. And she goes, fuck you. And I go, I had you all wrong.
Hey, Ari, we're wrapping up. What's your dates out of the gates, real quick?
I got Wise Guys. I've got Utah on the 14th weekend and Vancouver on the. Like the 18th weekend.
Hey, what Vancouver club are you at?
Comedy Mix.
Will you put a good word in for me? Because remember last time, like, can he do an hour? You're like, yeah. And, like, I'm working on my third hour right now. It's
yeah,
like,
can you do an hour? It's like,
ask them if they're hiring lot guys.
If you're worried about somebody filling time, then this guy will be better than who you're normally getting.
Yeah. All right.
That's not an issue.
We're wrapping up. We got 5 minutes left. I just wanted to... say thanks for calling in. I would love you.
All right, you around later? I'm going to hit you up and talk about this roast.
Yes.
I'll call you. I'll call you a little bit.
Ari, if you do more at midnights, let me know.
Like
I want to help.
I got to be on the subway for an hour. What?
If you do more at midnights, please let me know. I want to help.
Yeah. Taylor said it. We got to do it this way because it's too much to like log in at the same time. We got to get a head writer when any of us write. When any of us go on there, so then one guy like gets all the stuff together and then just forwards it from one email to the guy, so we don't have to keep leafing through everything.
Yeah. Awesome.
Or he'll be there with him.
Or you can even pick that people do. I was blown away by how much shit you got to write. I was like really blown away.
What do you mean I got right?
That you have to write like they give you like 20 topics to fucking
And it's 90 minutes. And not only do you have to write all those things in 90 minutes, you also have to figure out, this one I only need one joke for. This one I need 7 jokes for. This one I need 2 jokes for. And so, oh, it's so confusing.
Yeah, but yeah, you won, and that's awesome, dude.
But you just stock it with Comedy Store guys, like writers stuff, and it's like, oh, okay.
I want to be a part of it, dude. Please let me do it next time.
Yeah, sure.
All right, dude, you're the best.
What else we got? How are you guys doing?
Solid.
I'm great, dude. I'm in the Punchline next week. I'm excited about getting in there. And
where? San Francisco.
The Sacramento Punchline. So if I do well there, I get to go. I'll be able to play the San Francisco one. Oh, Ari,
let's say a couple of parting words to the John Lovitz Comedy Club.
Oh yeah, this is our final show here.
Yeah.
What do you got to say?
It's been great. We've had 2 iterations of this place. The the non green screen and now the green screen.
Yep.
It's been a cool run, man. I mean, parking was never not a problem.
That's been a problem everywhere we've been though, except for the joint.
Oh, the WeWork one was the worst.
That was way worse.
That was like, I was here 10 minutes early, and now I'm 20 minutes late.
Yep.
Yeah, I had to bring my skateboard just to get in. Yeah, but I don't know. It's been a fun ride overall. It's been pretty interesting.
It's been fun. We are like, we're studio serial killers.
Yeah, studio
killers.
We really
are.
Yeah.
We're the men who knock.
What are your favorite memories and least favorite memories from this studio?
This studio, all the GSP calls.
GSP calls are
pretty
great.
Oh, yeah, Diaz was supposed to call him. He's got a big announcement, but he didn't call in, so we don't know what it is.
Apparently he's got life to live. I don't fucking know what the fuck's up with that. So we're going to figure out the new studio we're going to go to. We don't know. We'll figure it out. And it's been fun. Mark's been great. Fat Man, we're going to try to get him wherever we go. The Fat Man can come.
Hooray!
And then we'll go from there, dude. We'll figure it all out. I don't even know. What's the first thing you're going to do back in New York?
I got some spots tonight. I've been just waiting on the subway platform to finish this so I can go back home.
Ari, do you see yourself ever moving back to L.A.?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be back there for the winter. I'm switching apartments with Benji, so I'll be there for January, February, March.
Oh, is Benji going to go out to New York?
Yeah.
So you guys are just going
in August, and I was like, you know, it gets colder than this. He goes, no, it's cool. I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, don't ever mention it again. Let him find out the
hard way. If I was Benji's age, I'd move out too.
No, I think it's a good move for him because you can't afford a hotel for 3 months, and you want to get in that scene a little bit. You can't do it for a week.
Yeah. Benji seems very New York too.
Yeah, which means Jew.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people told me
funny,
when I moved there.
So
all the comics
funny,
were like,
dude.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah, I might come out there for a little while. I'm thinking sometime soon. Check it out.
Yeah, if I'm gone, if I'm on the road for a weekend, you can stay at my place.
Oh, yes, beating off all over the place.
Oh.
Like...
Offer rescinded.
Ooh, very good, good.
What are you,
by the way, Ari.
Throwing it around?
Ari, the fucking last night, Josh Martin conceded the bet, and is very soon he's gonna wash his face with the cum rag.
Oh, nice!
Hey,
really?
Ari, is it possible for you to beat off into a rag and then mail
and
it to us?
And FedEx it? Yeah, I can do that.
Will you FedEx it overnight? Because we need it to be the moist.
Oh well, I think. But you guys got to come on it also, right?
Yeah.
Once it arrives.
It can't be that moist.
Okay, so here's what we got to do, though. You got to fill.
And everybody's got to wait. Like, you can't come for 4 days, so it's like a lot of content.
That's a big thing. You got to drop a man sauce on there.
No, but here's what I say. You come a bunch for, like, 4 or 5 days, then don't come at all for, like, 2 or 3 days.
Okay,
but really
clean out the gun.
Like 8, 9 times.
Clean
you
your
really
gun out.
Get your balls thinking, we got to produce this.
All right, so clean the gun out. And then store up the bullets and then drop the sauce.
And then drop the sauce. Now, maybe I can contact Pro Flowers because they have that freshness deliver stuff. So maybe they can somehow help us get it there where it's still moist.
Well, the big thing is you just got to film with your phone, you setting up, you know, you going in the bathroom, shutting the door, whacking off, and coming out with the fucking towel.
Tripping off it.
Yeah,
a little message to Josh.
We're
going to
put together a video series for our YouTube account.
Maybe I'll come so much that I can write on it, like when you pee. And
oh,
you
that'd be great! Smiley face, maybe.
I can, with cum. Yeah, absolutely. So you can only see it in black light. Like, under this black light, this, oh, it's
you know correct. How you get Pro Flowers to let you do that? When they go, like, what is it you're mailing? You go, seeds.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it. Exactly right. I like it a lot. I like it.
A lot. I like it a lot.
All right, Ari, you're the best.
I love you, Ari.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much for coming to my special.
Ma, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. There. Call me when you get home, and we'll figure this shit out.
Okay.
For this roast. It's this weekend, right?
It's Saturday. I need some jokes.
Cool.
Comedy Central's Ari Shaffir. Thanks for calling in, bud.
Wow, dude. That was Ari, everybody.
The it's coming to an end.
Of Jews. It's finally over. Oh, you're talking about my life, right?
No, I'm talking about our time here at the John Lovitz Club.
Yeah. It's been real. It's been fun. Fat Man, it's been fun. Feel like you've been everywhere we've been, huh?
Fat Man, there's no way we're not going to work together. It's just like we just end up finding each other.
And we got to figure out what's up. I mean, if you guys,
you guys
still
even
here,
remember how I ended up working?
Keep riding the lightning. We don't know what's up. We don't know what, you know, this
saying,
thing changes from day to day.
Do you remember how I even ended up working with you guys? Like, when you guys decided to bring me on to the
team?
Oh,
you remember when you were stalking us and be like, I want to hang out with you guys. We're like, Fat Man! You're like, oh,
I mean, when I hung out here on what they were calling their Tasty Tuesdays that turned out to be hanging with Angelo because I'm the only one that ever showed up for that bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Are you sad that's coming to an end?
What's ending, though? What is ending at this point? You guys, the show's going to continue. This studio's going to continue and maybe move somewhere else, but still going to continue.
How
Nothing's really going
this,
away.
How long are they going to keep this studio rolling?
Who owns this equipment, by the way?
Mark. Mark owns all this stuff.
Yeah.
Lovitz is still going to be involved, too. We want to separate the club from the studio so we no longer have a conflict of, like, all this, like, bullshit timing of when we can do a show, when they can do a show, and all this shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Well, Fat Man, we love you. John Lovitz Club, we love you.
I'll be at the Comedy Store Thursday, I'll be at the Ice House Friday, and I'll be at an AA meeting in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Consider it sucked.
Hold, stop. What song should we go out?
Boys to Men, so, Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday.
Yeah, how about that? Can you get that? Can you cue up Boys to Men? It's so hard to say goodbye, God, to the John Lovett Studio.
Which Boys to Men song was it?
Boys and Men's It's So Hard to Say Goodbye. Right? Isn't that it?
Yep.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. For the memories, punchdrunksports.com, punchdrunk. BetDSI, Caveman Coffee, Amazon links, and we're going to say goodbye with the words of Boys to Men. It's not over. We're just going to change studios. We'll see everybody
studio
on the other
four.
Side. We're on the Studio 5, I think.
We're about to be. Right?
Yeah. We love you guys. Punch Drunk Strong!
Simplify.
I thought we'd get to thee forever, but forever is gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I don't know where the road is going to lead. All I know is where we've been and what we've been through. If we
And I'll take with me the memory to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. So hard to say goodbye.